Hello?
Valerie, can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that keeps happening, but I don't know if that time, I don't think that time was from my end. Because if it's on
I'm
my
so
end, it'll
sorry.
tell me call failed.
Right,
And
I'm
this
so
time
sorry.
it
I'm
didn't
not.
say, but it's, I don't know. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, so I really don't take it personal. No, I don't think I put a mission statement on my page, but I guess I'll take a look at what you guys have, like the samples you guys have, and then I'll just put my own little tweak to
Sure, I'll go ahead and provide you the samples. And yes, I was going to mention about the keywords. I do see that here on your website, so I can definitely add all of this as well on the keyword section.
Okay, that sounds good.
All righty. Now for the mission statement, this is the list. Sorry, these are the samples that we have. Let me start with the first one. At VC Custom Windows and Doors Corp, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. At VC Custom Windows and Doors Corp, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. At VC
That one
Custom
sounds
Windows and
good.
Doors. Oh, that one? Sure. I'll go ahead and take that then. All right, perfect. Now, do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No.
That's okay. Let me check if I can find samples here that fits your business. One moment. Let's see. Okay. Valerie, the samples that I have here are, let's see, the smarter choice. We don't compromise with quality. Even doors and windows can look better. Open up to a better view. Unlock your, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, sorry. I thought you had stopped. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other one that I have here are Windows and Doors Reimagined.
Oh, there you go. That one was cute.
Okay, let me go ahead and choose that for you then. All right, perfect. What year was this business established?
2 wait, what year are we in? 2021.
2021. Okay, thank
Yeah.
you.
And then
And
we
how many?
we've but my husband's been doing this for over 19 years.
19 years of experience. All righty. Over 19 years of experience. All right, perfect. And how many people are working in the company right now?
There is three of us.
All right, perfect. And you did mention earlier that you do both residential and commercial. There we go.
Yeah, for commercial,
Let's
we just hire extra subcontractors as needed, but.
Not a problem. Thank you for that. And what are your hours of operation?
We go from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Thank you. The one I see here on the website is 8 to 6, but you're now 7 to 6. Is that correct?
Yeah, I put that before because that's when I was pregnant and I first had my son.
That's perfectly fine. That's perfect. And is it Monday to Friday or the entire week?
That's Monday through Saturday. I mean, yeah, Monday through Saturday. Sundays we're closed completely. We just don't do anything on Sundays. More religious
Okay.
reasons.
Of course. Not a problem. Thank you so much for that information. So it's 7 to 6, Monday to Saturday. All right. Perfect.
Yes.
And what
Saturdays
types of payments
are by appointment. Saturdays are by appointments only.
Okay. Thank you so much for the heads up. Let me make sure that that's indicated. Saturday by appointment. Okay. All right. Great. And what types of payments do you accept?
At the current moment, we accept cash, check, cashier's check, Zelle. Money orders.
Okay.
We don't accept any credit or debit at the right now.
No card.
We haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just we've seen quite a few of our friends have a lot of issues when it comes to that, so.
I understand. Not a problem. So no cards, just cash, checks, cashier's checks, Zelle, and money orders. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Are we licensed and insured?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay. Now, Valerie, since we've gathered all of your business information, I will be sending it now to our editing team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's now talk about the Google Business Profile. Since your business is located in Modesto, California, what cities or zip codes or counties would you like to target?
I have quite a few on there already. I believe I have like Sacramento County, so most of the areas that I have on there that I gave her yesterday are pretty much our main areas.
Okay, let me take a look at that list. You provided Sacramento, San Joaquin, San Francisco, Burlingame, Redwood, Hillsboro, Daly City, Melbury, Berkeley, Oakland, Richmond, Hercules, San Jose. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it is
Creek,
on your website as well. Oh,
Concord,
sorry.
Yeah, like Walnut Creek, Concord, San Ramon, Dublin, Pleasanton. It's pretty much the whole Bay Area, including the whole Central Valley area, like Oakdale, Cirrus, Turlock, Patterson, Manteca, Stockton, Lodi, Elk Grove, the whole Sacramento. There's like a whole bunch of little pocket cities in Sacramento.
Not a problem. We can do it by counties to make sure that everything is covered. So those are in the Sacramento County. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some of them are like in the San Joaquin, Stanislaus. I wish the phones would tell you, like when you look at like areas, like it would go, oh, this is this county, but they do not.
I understand. But it's pretty much the entire Bay Area and Central Valley area. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. We'll go ahead and annotate that here. So I did search for your business in Google, and I wasn't able to find a Google business profile. Is that correct? You haven't tried creating it before?
Yeah, no, I never did. I just never had the chance to do it.
Not a problem. You're actually in the right place. So we will create a Google business profile for you and optimize it. Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google search and maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. As you are the business owner, it is important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and the requirements via email. If the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with the code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. For video verification, if ever you will have any troubles, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Just make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. Any questions on that?
I don't understand the video part of it. Why would
I'm so sorry. So whenever we create a Google business profile for our clients, we need to create it with Google. Now, Google will require a verification process to make sure that it's a legitimate company that we are applying for, the Google business profile. So Google will decide what verification they would like to proceed. Now, most of the experiences that we've had in the past with our clients, usually Google chooses video verification. Now, I've had clients before wherein they ask, what if it's my home address and it's hidden? Do I still need to like take a video of my house, of my place? Not necessarily. Since the address is hidden, the video can just be for your equipment or your tools. And it can be as low as 30 seconds.
Yeah, because my address is hidden on my house is hidden just for personal, you know, safety reasons.
Of course. I totally understand. And yes, so that one customer had the same situation, and then he asked, is it still really needed? Not really. So since your address is hidden, the video verification can focus on your tools, equipment, and if ever you're actually working at the time you do it, you can take a video of the place that you're working on together with your tools and equipment. And that's it?
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily need to be your actual address. It could be your client's address, just a quick video, and then together with your tools and equipment. Because you can do it you can do it as low as 30 seconds, and that's good to go.
Okay. I was like, well, yeah, because my daughter, one of my older daughters, she does modeling, and, you know, people end up finding your information online. And we keep it private because we don't want any of those weird, crazy people who are like
of course.
Fans of my daughter showing up to our house.
I totally understand where you're coming from, Valerie. And I guess your daughter is indeed good looking. So that's not a problem.
Yeah,
not at all.
She was in the New York fashion show in September, the fashion week they had. She was on the runway, and, you know, that, like, produces a lot more people to be like, but before she even got to there, we made sure our address, when we purchased the home, we made sure that it was private.
I see. I understand. Not a problem. No need to video. If ever Google decides the video verification, there's no need to take a video of your house. Just the equipment and tools and the place that you're working. Just very quick, 30 seconds. That's already good.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. And aside from that, to speed up the process for your Google business profile to be verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Please provide us with pictures of the following as soon as possible and whichever is applicable to you. This would be tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license or insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace.
Okay.
All right. To provide us with the required documents, just reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. And after that, we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Any questions on that part?
No.
All right. Now, as part of our efforts to optimize your Google Business Profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to a great feature called Google Business Profile Messaging. This allows customers to message your business directly through your Google Business Profile. It's a great way to connect with customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your Google Business Profile strength. And best of all, it's completely free to use. Would you like to enable Google Business Profile Messaging?
Yeah, why not?
All right, perfect. Let's now talk about, so this feature will become available once we have completed the Google verification process. When your Google Business Profile is verified, we'll be following up with instructions you'll need to complete to start receiving Google Business Profile messages.
Okay.
All right. Let's now talk about Yelp. So, yes, you mentioned earlier about Yelp. So I do see here that you have a Yelp page. Would you like to promote it as is, or would you like us to create a brand new Yelp page for you?
No, the Yelp page is fine how it is. We have already a lot of our reviews. We used to pay for the service, but I discontinued it because there was an issue where they I didn't like how their services were, so.
I totally understand. Sure. Well, go ahead and promote it as is then. No need to create a new one. All righty. Now,
I just have to fix it because I never submitted I never uploaded the license on there.
Okay.
So I have to fix that. But other than that, it's fine. I haven't uploaded the license or anything on there.
Not a problem. All righty. We'll just go ahead and take note of the Yelp page so that we can promote it as is. Okay. Let's now talk about your business Facebook page. I wasn't able to find a business Facebook page. Is that correct? You haven't created one yet?
Yeah, I haven't created one.
That's perfectly fine. We can definitely create one for you because you do have Facebook ads as part of your subscription. We need a business Facebook page to link it to so that we can run the Facebook ads. Would you like us to create you one? Okay, perfect. I will just need your personal Facebook URL so that once the business Facebook page is created, we can then add you as an admin to it because, of course, you are the owner. Do you have a personal Facebook page I can search here?
Yes. You might not be able to find me, but you can try. You can use my email because that's my email. My email address is associated with it. But just in case you don't, let me know, and then I'll give you my actual name that's on there.
Sure. I'm searching for it here. Bear with me. And, yes, it's not showing up using the email. How does your name appear on Facebook?
So it has my first name, but not my complete first name. It's just Z-A-L-L-I-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the last name is going to be my husband's last name, Casco Varela, C-A-S-C-O-V-A-R-E-L-A.
Okay, thank you. Let me search for that. Is it the one with Valley Insta?
Yes. That's like the second little name in the first, yeah.
All right, perfect. I found you. This is you and your daughter?
Yeah, one of them, and then the picture in the background is me and my sister.
Okay, perfect. There we go. I found you. Thank you for that, Valerie. And yes, I must say, I could definitely tell why your daughter is a model. Your eldest, so. Okay.
Thank you.
Because you ladies are lovely, so yeah. No question about that. So thank you so much for providing me your personal Facebook page. Let me just get the URL. And that way, once the page is created, we can then add you as an admin. So let's see here. Okay. All right. There we go. Now, since you have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us, would you like to send us specific images to use on your ads?
No.
okay.
No. I mean, whatever, if you guys want to use whatever's on our Yelp page, but no specific images that I can think of right now.
Not a problem. I'll just indicate here if we can grab the ones in Yelp. Sure. Let's see. Or we can use stock photos for it that's related to your business.
Okay, that works too.
Okay. All right. Now, what call to action do you want for your ads campaign? How would you like customers to reach out to you once they see those Facebook ads? Would you like it to be calls, messages to the Messenger app, or clicks to website?
They can call us. That's fine. Calling our phone is okay. Because if I don't get the answer, they can leave a voicemail and we'll call them back.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. Now, Valerie, what would be your preferred availability for us to contact you? So if ever we need to verify or make a follow-up, what day and time will you be available for us?
I'm usually available more in the mornings between like 9 and 11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And would that be Monday to Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that here. Thank you. So you are now going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Just please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, just go ahead and reply to my email with the changes you want. You will also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile, as well as the website, the layout that we're creating. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria, meaning that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, which you do have, please send it over as well. We will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your new website. If any images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Keep in mind they are general photos related to your industry. If you see any photos that may not apply, let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected. If you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with the photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries.
Okay.
All right. And within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on.
Okay.
All right. And since you opted for the call tracking number, you will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Okay.
Right. Now, Valerie, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to the directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. You should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. Don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content.
Okay.
All right. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, such as service requests, competitors, along with others. Now, any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. If you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
Okay.
All right. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. 3 weeks from now would actually be, let me check.
Around Thanksgiving?
November 17th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works.
You're okay with that. Okay, perfect. And same time, or would you like a different time?
No, same time works.
All right, perfect. I'll put that here. And I will also add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call. So this will conclude our interview. Thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions I can help you out with?
No.
All right, perfect. You will receive our contact information by email. Please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days, and don't hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. So there we go, Valerie. Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business. You have a great day now. You take care.
You too, hon. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.